Blog Talk Radio.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
Everyone, this is Pastor Kemp from Vision of Hope Ministries in Charlotte, North Carolina. It is a pleasure and an honor to be with you on this evening, and I thank God for you. Our Bible study tonight, this is our last night of talking about faith. Praise God. We've been on this topic all month, the month of October, and so we're grateful to God that we have been on the topic about faith. And we are going to continue with this topic on faith. Again, this is our last Wednesday of the month. So we are just ending this series on faith. And again, I thank God for you. Thank God for you listening. And I hope that you have benefited, have had some type of benefit from our subject. Father God, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for every opportunity to come before your word. We ask you to continue to bless, continue to help us in the delivery of the word, continue to help us in the receiving of the word, God, because we just don't want to be hearers of the word, but we want to be doers of the word. And so we're asking you to lead us and to guide us, because that's what your word does. It leads us and guides us, hallelujah, into all truth. And then the scripture says, what is truth? Thy word is truth. So we thank you for your word tonight, and we ask you to continue to bless and make us a blessing to you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank God. Amen. I'm just sending out prayers. Amen. We're going to Usually I finish a little bit early, but we're going to have a bit of a prayer line as well as Bible study. And we just want to hold up people in prayer. There's so many things going on, so many things happening to so many different people. And so we're just going to take a minute to hold up people in prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, once again, we come to you, and we're coming to you with our petitions tonight, Lord, asking you to bless, heal, and deliver. First, we ask you to send our comfort to the Goodwin family in Philadelphia on tonight, Lord. Bless them, cover them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Father. During this time of bereavement, cover them, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We ask you to just continue to bless, heal, and deliver, Father. Then we ask you to just cover our sister Verdell, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as she's going through her second surgery, God. We thank you that you've given her the victory, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Continue to let the healing process be swift, Father, in the name of Jesus. Cover her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. God, we ask you to bless Vision of Hope and the family and friends that attend, that press their way to come out, God. Children from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, God, in the name of Jesus, cover them, Lord. Shield and protect them, Lord. Keep them, Father, as they endeavor to learn more and more about you. God, I ask you to bless my five daughters, God. Bless my family, my grandson, God. Cover him, Lord, as he goes back and forth to school every day. Cover his mother, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Strengthen her on every hand, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Shield her and protect her as she's out, God, without a vehicle, Lord. We thank you, Lord, today that you're going to make provision for her to get a vehicle today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, cover each and every one of them, God, as I call them by name, Leah, Lorna, Lynetta, Lydia, and Lachelle, and Emmanuel, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to bless our own mother, Lily, shield and protect her, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for longevity. We thank you for strength, Father, in the name of Jesus. Cover from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. God, we just ask you to bless everyone, even those who are on the line tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Shield them and protect them, God, and cover them. We thank you for new mercies. We thank you for blessing. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for making their way out of no way. We thank you for when God said no, when man said no, you said yes. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight, Lord, for your word. For your word says, if God be for us, who can be against us? So we thank you, Lord, that we're on the winning side. Hallelujah. And we love you, and we appreciate you, Lord, and we trust and we lean on you. We lean not to our own understanding, but we trust and lean on you. In Jesus' name, Lord, we ask you to bless my immediate family, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless my husband. Bless my daughter, Natalie, God. Cover her from the crown of her head. Continue to make her to be the vessel of honor that you would have her to be, God, in the name of Jesus. Children, protect her, Lord, as she leaves out each and every day, in the name of Jesus. And we count this all done. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. Amen. So I'm excited tonight. Again, we're going to use time to have a prayer line. If you have any prayer requests, you can send me an email, ladyparsons5@gmail.com, or you can call me, 704-891-7823, or you can press 1, and then I'll let you in with your prayer request before this night is over. We're going to get into the Word of God. Anytime you have a question or comment, please feel free to press 1. We're going to the book of Matthew, the 14th chapter. Ha, thank you, Jesus. I feel the presence of the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful to God. I want to encourage you tonight. I want to encourage you in your faith. Hallelujah. With God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. With God, all things are possible. I hope you know that to be true. With God, all things are possible. That's one of my husband's favorite scriptures. All things are possible, and it's so true. We can't put any limits on God. We've got to continue to push forward and take the limits off in the name of Jesus. We're going to the book of Matthew, the 14th chapter. Hallelujah. Beginning around, beginning around the 23rd verse. 14th chapter, beginning at the 23rd verse. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid." Thank you, God. And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." I just want to pause here and say, you know, the Bible says, "Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new." Amen. When you're a new creature in Christ, old things are passed away. And his mercies are new every morning. Somebody needs to let go of the past and continue on with his mercies that are new every morning. I hope you're listening to me. Verse 28, and Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if thou bid me come unto thee on the water." So Jesus was out, and Peter saw, they saw what they thought was a spirit, and they were troubled. But Peter said, "Lord, if it's you, bid me to come on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Hallelujah. He took that leap of faith, glory to God, and walked on the water. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately, Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. I'm going to stop right there, and I just want to let you know tonight. First of all, there's so many good nuggets in this. And I'm always get so excited. I may have to preach this again on Sunday, but there's so many good nuggets in this, so many good things. First of all, Peter acted upon his faith. Yes, he did. He took a big leap of faith and attempted to do something that was seemingly impossible. Are you listening to me? Ha, glory to God. I just got a blessing tonight. I'm not even going to share it with you. I'm going to bask in it for a few minutes, because when things seem impossible, only God can do it. And I want to let you know that favor is not fair, but if you take the limits off of God, God can do all things. All things are possible with God. Amen? There's nothing that's not impossible. So if I seem a little excited and extremely hyped tonight, it's because God really just gave me a blessing. Amen? So I'm glad about it. So we're going to continue on. Peter did something that seemed like it was impossible to do. He walked on water. But he did it based on his faith in Jesus. He did it based on his faith in Jesus. Are you listening to me? And then if you look in verse 30, but when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. Now, the wind is something that usually you don't see, you feel. You can feel the effects of the wind. But he saw how boisterous the wind was, and he was afraid. So he stepped out on faith, as something that was seemingly impossible, and then he got sidetracked, and he began to sink. Are you hearing me tonight? There's some things, when you step out on faith, you better stay out there on faith, because when you begin to doubt, your doubt can cause you to sink. It can cause you to lose ground. Jesus, I hope you're listening. And it can cause you to go lower and lower. Now, you done stepped out there on faith. Man said it wasn't possible, said it couldn't be done, but God did it for you. And now that God did it, you're taking your eyes off of him. I'm talking to somebody tonight. You're taking your eyes off of God, and you're beginning to sink. Help me tonight, Holy Ghost. And sinking can cause you to drown. My God. Drown means what? It means you die. So that means that the things that God has promised you, and you step out on faith and you talk about it, and I believe God, and God's going to do this, and he's going to open that door. And when he opens the door and begins to bless you, and you begin to be a skeptic, or you begin to doubt, or you begin to take your eyes off of Jesus, or something happens that scares you, then you begin to die to your dreams, to your hopes, and to your expectations in the true and living God. Because Peter changed his expectation. Faith is expectation. Now faith is the subject of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So he turned his expectation away from God and turned it to the distraction, which was the wind. He saw something that was trying to push him away from his destiny, something that was trying to block him, something that was trying to oppose him. That's why the Bible says we have to cast down all imagination. We have to bring everything that's not in line with the word of God, including our feelings, including our emotions, including our intellect. We have to bring all of that down and line everything up to the word of God. If what you're thinking, if what you're feeling is not standing up to the word of God, then you need to put it aside. Are you listening to me? So Peter began to line up the wind against Christ himself. Christ is the living word. So he lined up the wind next to the word and started leaning towards the wind. Oh, the wind has more power. It's going to knock me down. And what did he start doing? He started sinking. I want to let you know tonight, church, it is no time to be sinking. It's no time to be almost drowning. It's no time to take your eyes off of God. You don't have any time to do that. It's time to stay focused like never before. It's time to keep looking ahead. Why? Because you're too far out, hallelujah, in the deep. It'd be different if you was in the shallow water, but you're in the deep. You're deep in God, deep in the things of God, deep in the expectations of God. People's eyes are on you. People are looking at you as a leader, as a winner, as a person that's victorious. So you're too far out to sink. I'm just here to let you know you're too far out to sink. If I was in church, I'd say, look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, you're too far out to sink. The only thing that we can do, church, is we can keep our eyes focused on the true and living God. That's the only thing we can do. One thing, anybody know me? I keep it moving. I keep it moving. If by chance you knock me down, and I'm talking about the devil, he might knock me down on one knee. But you could best believe before that 8 count or 10 count come, I'm getting up. And as the commercial said, never let them see you sweat. I keep it moving. Because to God be the glory. My life is in his hands. To God be the glory. So I just want to encourage you tonight. I want to encourage you to stay with God, not just to stay with God, but to stay focused. To keep your faith, as we close in our discussion about faith, I want to encourage you to keep your focus. Keep your eyes on the prize. The prize is Jesus Christ. Don't take your eyes off of him. No matter what wind blows your way, no matter what tries to knock you down, keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on the true and living God so that you don't sink, so that you don't lose ground, so that you don't drown. Keep your eyes. There's so many things. I'm telling you, I could preach this thing tonight. But I just want to encourage you to keep your eyes on the true and the living God. Don't let the enemy cause you to sink tonight. Don't let him do it. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what your situation is. But don't let the enemy cause you to lose ground. Because as the song says, he has not brought you this far to leave you. I thank God for you listening tonight. I thank God for you being on the line. I'm asking God to continue to bless you, continue to heal, continue to deliver whatever your situation is, if it's financial, if it's a job, whatever the case may be. As saints of God, we have got to go in faith. Don't just say, I'm looking for a job, but Lord, where is the job that you have for me? Point me in that direction because I know you have a job for me. Come on, church. I hope you're listening to me tonight. I'm going to give you an opportunity to press 1 to chime in, and then we're going to go ahead on and get off the line. We've got about 6 to 8 minutes left. So if you have a question or a comment or you want prayer for something specific, then you can press 1 on your phone, and that'll let me know that you want to get in on the line. We've got a few callers on here tonight, so I'm blessing God. I thank God for you. I'm asking God to continue to bless you. If you know anything about Vision of Hope, you know we are a declaration of faith. It's 3 scriptures. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And then another one is, I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prosper. So that's what God wants to do with you tonight. He wants to prosper you. He wants to bless you. He wants to make sure that you're healthy. But the criteria for you is to be, keep your faith. Keep your faith. Peter kept his eyes on Jesus until that wind came, until that obstacle came. When that obstacle, hallelujah, came, he started to sink. I'm encouraging you tonight, don't sink. And then I'm going to end with this. This is the good thing about my Lord and Savior. Jesus chastised him. He said, you know, you just, your faith. He said, I'm going to get to the scripture. He said, listen. He said, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said, O thou of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt? In other words, why did thou doubt? But look at, Jesus didn't stand there with his finger pointing at him and say, oh, you little faith, go ahead on and sink with your faithless self. He immediately stretched out his hand and caught him. Isn't that good news? So even if you doubt, Jesus can and will catch you. But I don't want you to lose any ground. I don't want you to lose any ground. We don't know how far he sunk before he got caught. We don't know if his half his robe was wet or whatever. I don't want you to lose any ground. I want you to stay on that faith trail. But know this, Jesus has you either way. Stay encouraged. God bless you. God loves you. Nobody's pressing 1, so we're going to close. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for Matthew's. We thank you for the 14th chapter. We thank you for Peter giving us this example of extraordinary faith. And even with extraordinary faith, sometimes we may have a setback, but it's just for a second. Don't let it hold you back. Don't let the setback hold you back in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we're going to press forward towards the mark of the high calling which is in you. We thank you that we're not going to lose ground tonight. We're going to stay focused. We're going to stay faithful, and we're going to keep our faith. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you.